Anchorage moose hunter John Sturgeon filed suit after the Park Service banned him from using a hovercraft on the Nation River in the Yukon Charley Rivers National Preserve. The state contested the agency's requiring a research permit for work on the Alagnak River in Katmai National Park. Alaska and federal laws provide for state ownership of most navigable waters. The Park Service maintains some authority over waters within conservation units and exercised those in 1996 with new regulations. National Park Service spokesman John Quinley says the ruling by U.S. District Judge H. Russell Holland affirms existing agency authority.
The 1996 regulations did not expand our authority, but clarified it, and the court has upheld our application of those regulations.
Quinley says having state-regulated rivers inside parks would be problematic to resource management and protection. John Sturgeon's attorney, Matthew Finley, says it affirms National Park Service authority to override the state.
Essentially accepts the federal government's argument that basically at any time it seeks to extend its regulations to apply to state-owned lands within park boundaries, that gets around the very statutory prohibition against doing so, and they get to do it. It's very circular, but that's the argument they made, and that's one Judge Holland accepted.
Finley says Sturgeon is considering an appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court. So is the state of Alaska. Senior Assistant Attorney General Ann Nelson says the case is very important, as the ruling undermines the 1980 Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act that created many Alaska parks but shielded Encompass state property from federal regulation.
ANILCA clearly says that state-owned lands and waters and private-owned lands and waters within national parks in Alaska are not part of the park and are not to be regulated as such. So we think the decision's inconsistent with the statute and the core of ANILCA's grand compromise.
Similar issues are being considered in another case working its way through the court system. Central resident Jim Wild is also challenging National Park Service authority on navigable waters in parks. Wild was convicted of misdemeanor charges stemming from a scuffle with National Park Service rangers during a boat safety inspection on the Yukon River inside Yukon Charley Preserve back in 2010. The Park Service's Quinley emphasizes there are greater goals at issue than who's in charge.
The origin of regulatory cases has been an interest in providing for both public safety and protection of resources within national park units, and we hope we can really work with the state of Alaska to achieve those goals, knowing that the legal arguments may continue.
Jim Wild appealed his conviction, and the state has filed for amicus status on Wild's behalf. The case is pending in U.S. District Court. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.